one thing that I still do today is constantly learn, constantly ask. Don't ever get relaxed or else you're not learning anything. You're not growing. You're not developing as a person. So always ask the people around you, research, read books, do what you can to learn.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. Currently in Los Angeles. Yes, soon to be in New Zealand, but I am currently at our home base here in Santa Monica, California. So excited to celebrate the next fabulous Women in Tech with you. Go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Hi, I'm Leanna Purcell. I'm a strategist at a company called Influential, and what we do is influencer marketing. Big surprise. What I do is the social intelligence behind helping brands find the right influencers for them, as well as diagnostics for social intelligence, for social media, for companies that need a little help.
Now, where in LA is Influential? Where is it based?
It's in Beverly Hills.
And how long has the company existed?
Only about 3 years. It's a pretty new company.
And do you know the story, the origin story of like what inspired Influential to be created?
Yeah. So the founders actually were deeply involved in social. They got different tags, different handles, such as @travel on Instagram.
Whoa.
Right.
That's epic.
As well as other social and media ventures. And that got them started in the industry, and they realized they could make a whole lot more money doing influencer marketing.
And then you came on board, you said, about a year ago?
About 6 months ago, actually.
About 6 months
ago. Super new, yep.
And how did you find the role?
I found the role, I believe, through, it may have been either AngelList or LinkedIn.
And what attracted you to the position?
I liked the position because in my previous role, I actually was really involved in the analytics behind social media for very popular TV shows. And I found that while I was also doing the social media, the creation, the planning, the analytics, and what I found was that I liked the analytics most. And so when I found a job that was solely in analytics, I thought, wow, that's a job for me. And they liked me too, because I actually, in my last job, created a content analytics program. And they had never seen that before.
Wait, you built it?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're an engineer as well?
Not exactly. It was more of how can we analyze the content that we're putting out on social media, and how can we categorize it to see what's doing well on each account.
Would you say you're a bit of a data scientist?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And when did you first realize that you were passionate about technology or data?
I think I've always kind of known it. I've always played, you know, video games, I guess, when I was a kid. And I'm super organized. And I think that kind of comes hand in hand. And I think data scientists and people that deal with data in general have to be a little bit creative. And so it combined, you know, creativity, data science, all the things that I liked.
And what has been your trajectory to getting to where you are today? Where did you start? Walk us through the journey.
Yeah, so I graduated from Emory with a BBA degree. And while I was there, I did a lot of analytics classes, and including marketing classes, but actually only a couple of those. And I found that the job that was going to be right for me was going to be something that involved a lot of different aspects of creation of analytics. And I realized when I was looking for my first job, I've only had two jobs so far. But
epic. And but they've been like epic jobs.
They've been really great. Yeah. I've been really lucky to work where I've worked. And I thought, what better than to combine, you know, writing skills, copywriting. I did design work. I created memes, actually, for my first job. And my skills in organization as well as skills in communication with the client for the first job. And that was that social media position.
And how large is Influential?
We have three offices, and I believe we're at about 75 people total.
And where are the three offices?
We have New York, Las Vegas, and LA.
And in LA, you guys are in Beverly Hills. And what would you say the culture is like working there?
The culture is really great. I sincerely enjoy working for the company. It's all very young people, as you might expect in a startup, and we all really expect each other's work and have come to, you know, depend on each other for what we need. And if we're ever looking for help or tips, anything, we can depend on each other. It's also fun. Like, we all get along very well.
How do you continue to mold your ability to do your job? How do you continue to become better and better at it? What resources do you access in order to gain more insight, skill, year after year?
I think my largest resource is probably the people I work with. They have come from various other positions in media companies, non-media companies, and they all have something I can learn. And that, I think, is the biggest resource for developing my own skills. But also looking at trades or reports on the industry put out by some of our vendors or by even competitors. It's all good to learn more about what you're doing and how you can do it better.
What would you say is the thing that just when you wake up in the morning, you get the most geeked out over what you do professionally? What do you most look forward to every day?
I think I most look forward to probably showing clients what they can do better. And sometimes they don't realize what they're doing. And it's probably the most rewarding when we're in a client call and we're delivering these results and they say, wow, we're going to go change that right now. And so we know that the work that we're doing has an immediate effect. Or when a client comes back and says, hey, we want a deal for all of next year. Hey, yeah, we want to do another campaign with you guys. The return was really fun.
And who do you serve? Who's your ideal client? What can you give it? Walk us through for everyone listening if they're the right fit for what you're offering. And then also, what kind of results have you got in some of your other clients, or who have some of your other clients been?
Yeah, so we have clients in pretty much every industry. We have large banks as clients, CPG, other media brands, and a lot of entertainment just being based in LA. And I would say the ideal client is probably a client that is willing to give us guidelines, but let us do what we do because we do it best. And while we love to get consideration and we can meet all of the asks from a client, sometimes they may, you know, ask for something that's not really necessary, or ask for an influencer that's out of their league, or a multitude of things. And I think the right client makes the deal a partnership in which we're both giving and we're both making something new.
Totally. I love that term, co-creation. My business mentor, Deborah, taught me that term. And it sounds like you co-create with your clients as well. And
especially because it's such a new space.
Social.
A lot of them have no idea what they're doing, or they haven't done an influencer campaign.
Totally. What is an influencer campaign?
An influencer campaign would be, for example, if a shoe company wanted to get the word out about some new shoes, they would come to us and they would say, hey, we have these shoes. We think we know our audience. Can you help us find some influencers that'll help us reach that audience? And so they'll give us, and I don't think I've talked about this yet, but our claim to fame is that we have a partnership with IBM Watson. And so we can define exactly the personality traits within each brand and within each influencer. And so we can pair them in a way that creates a synchronicity. And in doing that, we can reach the people that the brand wants to reach.
And who is the right fit? Like, is a startup too small? Or at what stage of a company can they afford to hire you?
I think it depends on what they want. We're not a cheap, fast solution. If you want something done, sometimes you're going to have to pay a little more. We do campaigns from the, you know, from a pretty low price point up to like a million. So it really depends on the client and what exactly they want.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I want to get more into your personal journey. I'd love for anyone listening wanting to get into the same role that you have. Maybe they're in school right now or they're in high school and they are listening to your story and you're being somewhat of a silent mentor to them. They're like, if she can do it, so can I. And so I want them to really understand your journey and how you acquired the information and then the education to be able to master your role today and to continue to become more and more seasoned year after year. If someone were coming out of school right now, where would you tell them to start?
Well, I think coming out of school, you're going to have a hard time finding and developing a role if you're just starting to think about it. But hopefully you're still in school and you have some time to get some of those valuable internships or just learning experiences under your belt before you have to actually pay your way. That's one thing that I did. I had all the jobs, all of the internships that I could take on. And that helped me figure out exactly what I wanted to do. Because oftentimes in school, you're not really going to learn what you need to succeed in a job. It's all about experience. And if I could start again, I would probably try to find a part-time job and not just an internships, although internships are the next best.
Right.
Just start as soon as you can getting experience. And that's because that's really what companies want and they value. And sometimes that experience is making things for yourself. So if you have some coding skills, figure out how you can, you know, draw in sentiment analysis from Twitter. That is a really cool thing to be able to say you've done. And one thing that I still do today is constantly learn, constantly ask. Don't ever get relaxed or else you're not learning anything. You're not growing. You're not developing as a person. So always ask the people around you, research, read books, do what you can to learn.
I think that's something that comes up a lot is internship. And I think especially where we are as a society, we want quick fixes or we want to move forward fast. And I think that it gets missed on how important it is to take baby steps forward and really invest yourself and cultivate your work ethic and learn how to be the best team player that you can be. Because we live in a very me world, right? Especially with social. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look
That's
at me.
Literally what it's about.
Yeah. And so from a professional standpoint, that actually won't get you ahead. It's more about we and team and truly cultivating your professionalism to help a whole system, a whole train move forward instead of just yourself.
I totally agree. I have a team of three right now, including me, and we've grown the department in ways that would have not been possible had we not been working together. It's the social intelligence in my department only started probably about 6-7 months ago. And everything that we've done together and we've worked on together. Every iteration of a deliverable to a client gets improved upon by whoever's working on it or whichever client, you know, says, hey, can we figure out how to do this? And we say yes, and we figure out how to do it for them.
Anything else that you want to say before we wrap up?
I'm open to anybody that wants to talk to me about my experiences or anything, really. I'd love to meet everyone that's listening. Please find me on, you know, LinkedIn, on social. It's Leahna Purcell.
Can you spell it for them?
Everywhere, yeah. It's LEAHNAPURCELL.
Thanks so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. We are in Los Angeles just for another few weeks and then off to New Zealand. Make sure you say hello on the Women in Tech Show socials at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech.
As you've heard, I've been really inspired by a mentor figure named Deborah Hockemeyer to explore the powerful light that Deborah Hockemeyer is. Be sure to check her out on LinkedIn. And we have a Women in Tech podcast episode featuring Deborah that aired July 3rd. So just scroll down on the Women in Tech podcast to find that episode.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.